Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
We told you that we're going to be talking to you about the brain and how to help the brain to be better. Dr. Sabina Brennan is a research psychologist and award-winning science communicator. She currently works as a research assistant professor in the Institute of Neuroscience at Trinity College in Dublin. Her scientific research focuses on understanding dementia risk and protective factors to establish how decline in cognitive function might be prevented or delayed. Now, the name of the book is 100 Days to a Younger Brain, Maximize Your Memory, Boost Your Brain Health and Defy Dementia. We're going to talk to Dr. Sabina Brennan about that right now. Sabina, good to talk to you.
You too.
Is the sun shining in beautiful Dublin?
It is glorious. Absolutely glorious. That's what I just said, an interview with Spanish radio, but actually it's just like Spain here now.
Fantastic. Beautiful. I'm delighted to hear it. Tell me about how I can get this head of mine and this brain of mine sorted in the next 100 days.
I think the good news is that lifestyle change, certain activities and even attitudes that boost brain health can easily be incorporated into your daily life.
Okay.
And I just want to point out, the book is grounded in scientific research and it's filled with really practical tips to help you do that. What I'd like people to take away is, we brush our teeth every day, twice a day.
We do.
And we rarely spare a thought for our brain. And it's kind of crazy. And don't get me wrong, dental health is super important because you need your teeth to eat,
yep,
speak, and to smile. But you need your brain for everything. There isn't one thing that you can do without your brain. So brain health really matters.
Right.
I think a key thing, a lot of us would have been sort of grew up with the concept that the brain was fixed and almost set like concrete, but you were kind of stuck with what you're born with.
That's it, yeah.
But that's not true. It couldn't be furthered from the truth, actually. We now know, thanks to neuroscience and thanks to advanced technologies that we didn't have in the past, that your brain, my brain, everybody's brain is constantly changing. And it's your behaviors, your experiences, and the lifestyle choices that you make that can shape it in at any age. And that's what's really exciting. It's never too early or too late to invest in brain health. And I like to think about living a brain healthy lifestyle as investing in brain capital that you can cash in at some point in the future to help you cope with and compensate for aging, injury, or decline, as well as allow, optimizing your function in here and there.
Somebody said to me one time that the brain is, there's a very good friend of mine back in Ireland actually who had a brain injury through a stroke. And thankfully, he's doing well, and he's absolutely in flying form. But he was with a specialist one time, and he was asking questions, and the specialist said to him, he said, you have to realize, he said, that if you take this room, and he just, the room that they were in, and he said, this room, let's say this is your brain, and he picked up a box from his desk, and he said, this is as much as we know about the brain so far. And it was an incredible statement for a specialist in how the brain works to make, but it actually makes sense. And the brain is something that is, that we're learning more about on a pretty much a daily basis, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our knowledge has increased, you know, almost exponentially in the last few years, because we have tools now to actually, you know, look at the brain while it's doing things. We still have tons to know. And I mean, that's what excites me. You know, it's almost like the final frontier of our bodies. You know, there's exciting things to discover and learn about the brain all the time. And for the most part, it's really good news. I mean, actually, you just mentioned your friend there who had a stroke and made a recovery. You know, his neurologist and perhaps his neurosurgeon and occupational therapist, etc., would have been trying to harness a natural capacity of the brain that the brain has called neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. The brain has the capacity to change throughout your life, and this neuroplasticity is key and critical to brain health, and it happens at three points across our lives. It happens when we're born, because as mammals, we're a little bit unusual. We're born with a very incomplete brain. You know, if you just look at a baby foal or, you know, other animals, they can walk within hours sometimes of being born, and it takes us up to a year. And so our brain has to be plastic. It adapts with and changes with learning and grows denser connections within the brain cells. It happens then, the second time it happens is actually in response to an injury or a stroke or a brain injury, mm-hmm. in a car accident, where it tries to compensate for growing new connections in other areas of the brain and trying to retrain the brain. That's what sort of occupational therapists would be trying to do with someone who's had a stroke, is retrain areas adjacent to the injured part to take over that activity. Then the third time it happens, which is where it comes into the brain health, is it happens any time something new is learned or remembered. So one of the key things that any and all of us do to promote brain health is to keep learning new things, to keep challenging ourselves, to keep pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zone. I actually write about it in the book. I think it's rather unusual. We're very clever creatures, really. Sometimes we don't realize.
You're breaking up, Sabina. You're breaking up ever so slightly. Could you just?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You might be moving around. If you're standing, if you stand still, it will be better.
I moved my head. Yes, I'm one of those people who talks with my head and my hands.
Oh, I see. Okay.
even though it's radio, your listeners can imagine me being very animated.
It's okay. I do the same here.
Do you? I sometimes see these hands flying in front of my face and go, what's that? And I go, oh my God, that's my hand. Anyway, the brain is plastic, and anytime we learn something new, and what I write about actually in the book is that strange thing, we front load all of the activities that are, almost all the activities that are brilliant for brain health into the early part of our lives, into childhood, our teen years and our 20s. And that's things like learning new things, education, playing sport, engaging in physical activity, meeting new people, socializing. All those things are brilliant for your brain. Another, interestingly, from the age of about 30, your brain starts to shrink. It's called atrophy, and you get loss of neurons and connections. And then that rate of shrinkage, you know, doubles, increases at the age of 60, and actually doubles in people who have something like Alzheimer's disease. Now, I would argue that that's not just because we're aging. It's not about the number of years since birth. It's about how our behavior changes at those points in time. By the time we're 30, we've been to university or school, we've learned a new job, we're starting to, you know, starting that coasting along
Right.
That can happen. And sort of when we hit our 60s and onwards, you know, we may actually turn to retirement where we're kind of doing a lot of relaxing. There's nothing wrong with that, but we need balance, we need challenge, we need stimulation. Otherwise, the brain will, you know, will shrink. And the less brain you have, the less well it will function. But not only that, the less brain you have, the less able it will be to cope with a disease. Should be you'd be unfortunate okay. enough to get a disease like Alzheimer's disease.
And the brain, as you say, can be trained to do different things. And conversely, somebody told me one time that recovering after an illness, and this particular person said, you know, I used to get very tired at about maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I used to lie down. And after about 2 or 3 days, he said he started to feel that he needed to. And he asked the doctor about that. And the doctor said to him, well, what happened there was that after a period of time, the brain said, OK, it's 2 o'clock. This is when so-and-so likes to have a little nap. So I'll shut down now for a little while. And he said that you can actually, the brain can be trained to do something like that. So if you can do it in a negative way, you can do it in a positive way, can't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. The brain really, our behaviours are really just, you know, they're patterns of behavior. And when you engage in a behavior repeatedly, that behavior is more likely to occur than one that you behave in less frequently.
Okay.
Because it's like almost treading through, you know, if you go through a field, say you have to cross a field to go from your house to where you work or something
yeah.
like that. If you follow the same route,
yes.
You know, gradually the grass gets had it down, and it's an easier route to follow, and it's the route that you're more likely to take each time you do it. Whereas if you go another route, you know, you can go that other route, but you're less likely to take it because the other one almost is easier. So we can retrain any behavior, but it takes time. And actually, that's why people often say to me, why the 100 days? But in the book, basically the first month, the first 33 days or so are about you assessing the current state of your brain health.
Okay.
So each chapter covers a factor that's really vital for brain health. So you mentioned sleep there. Sleep is critical for brain health.
Yeah.
And I explain why that's so. It's critical for memory, but it's also critical for you know, getting rid of toxins that have built up in your brain during the day. And so basically in the first month of the book, you assess where you are in terms of those factors, and you assess your brain health assets and your risk factors, because we're all already doing things that are good for our brain health, but we also have things that are, you know, put us as poor brain health, but also for diseases like dementia. And then really, on average, it takes approximately 66 days to build a habit.
Wow.
So essentially, that's on average.
For okay.
some, it'll take much less. For others, it will take longer. So essentially, that's what I did. Basically, you know, the first part of the book is assessing where you are and drawing up your plan of what you'd like to improve, what you need to work on, and then giving yourself that time to embed it as a habit in your brain.
Sounds fascinating. All righty. And all of the things that are in the book you can do to help your brain, and it's free. You don't have to spend any money on it.
The book's not free.
I know that.
I wish it was.
No, I understand that.
I do have lots of materials online that are free if people want to check out my website, sabinabrennan.ie. I have animated films, etc. Everything in the book, that's what I love about it. Everything in the book is free.
Great.
Things that you can do every day that can be integrated into your daily life.
And when I'm in Spain, which is most of the time at this stage, I love to start my day by sitting out on the terrace with a big mug of really strong coffee, and I do a crossword or I do a Sudoku. Does that help?
Yes. Are you good at it, and is it kind of easy for you to do it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then it's not giving you the challenge.
Okay.
Right. So if your brain can do it on autopilot, almost in a sense. So to get the brain protection,
you have to work it.
Boosting the neuroplasticity. Yeah. So one thing you could do. So if you like doing your crossword, it's good to do things that you like doing.
Mm.
It's about, you know, life being fun and enjoyable.
Yeah.
So one thing you could do to make your daily crossword boost more is make it challenging enough to push your brain to the next level. So you could put Do you know, you could say, okay, how long does it take me today? Right, tomorrow I'm going to try and knock 4 minutes off that, you know?
So what you're saying is I shouldn't be looking at the back of the book for the answers. Is that what you're saying?
No, absolutely not. Be trying a harder one. But one thing I should say to people in terms of that, a lot of people say crosswords and Sudoku, but it can be learned. It doesn't have to be academic stuff. It doesn't have to be that stuff like that. You know, learn carpentry, learn knitting, learn to sing a song. New stuff.
Do something new. Alrighty.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, Sabina, that was absolutely fascinating. I wish you well with the book, and it's available at the TRE bookstore. If anybody wants to log on to TRE.radio, that's where you will get it. And it's called 100 Days to a Younger Brain, Maximize Your Memory, Boost Your Brain, Health and Defy Dementia. And it was written by Dr. Sabina Brennan. It's been a joy talking to you. We wish you well. Thanks a million.
You too.
Okay, Sabina.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.